Hello, and welcome to your Yoga Nidra for Compassion. This meditation is designed to help you access the deep compassion that already exists within you, and to also help you feel more love and compassion for others as well as yourself. Scientific studies have shown that by having a regular practice of compassionate meditation, can help increase your positive feelings towards yourself and others. And these feelings persist even outside of the meditation. I invite you to challenge yourself to commit to doing this practice regularly, to notice how this practice changes your life for the positive. Lastly, this is a great meditation to do regularly, especially if you are sensitive to other people's energies. If you are feeling annoyed by other people, or if you live in a crowded house or area where the hustle and bustle of life can naturally create some tension. For this practice, you will be laying down. So please lay down now and get completely comfortable. Release any tension you might be feeling in this moment with a big breath in through your nostrils and send it out the mouth with a sigh. Take another deep breath in and then sigh your breath out of your mouth. To prepare for our Yoga Nidra for Compassion, we are going to begin with a breathe-in practice that involves a visualization and some gentle energy work. I invite you to begin breathing deeply in and breathing slowly out. See if you can breathe both in and out through your nostrils. While you are breathing, remember to keep your jaw soft and maintain a steady, slow, deep breath. And now allow yourself to focus entirely on your breath. Give yourself over to your breath. Allow yourself to focus entirely on your breath in and the breath out. As you are breathing, I invite you to relax and visualize a white light ascending your spine on the inhale from your tailbone all the way up to the crown of your head. And as you exhale, this white light travels down the front of your spine, all the way down to the tip of your tailbone again. So with the inhale, a white light travels up your spine to your crown, makes a loop and comes back down the front of your spine on the exhale. You are merely tracing this white light in your awareness as it moves up on the inhale and down on the exhale. Become as relaxed as possible as you simply visualize this white light moving up your spine on the inhale and down the front of your spine on the exhale. Up the back. And down the front. Now continue this breathing practice and visualization, but now as you inhale and the light passes the back side of your heart, the light around your heart, as well as your heart, expands. Equally, as the light comes down the front of your spine and as it passes by your heart, Both the light and your heart expands. Each time the light passes around your heart, both your heart and the light get bigger and bigger. It's getting brighter and brighter. Continue this practice for several more rounds. The light and your heart bigger and brighter with every pass of your breath. As you finish this round, allow the light to rest at your heart. Simply focus on your heart right now. And as you inhale and exhale, see this light begin to expand simultaneously forward and backward out of your heart. The light is expanding from your heart, both in front of you and behind you. White light getting bigger and brighter with every breath. In this moment, there is nothing you need to do. Nowhere for you to be. You are just taped into the resource of your heart. And now open up and expand to what is possible in your heart by thinking of something or someone that you truly love. Bring that energy into your heart. The love of something or someone. This heart source never diminishes. It's a resource that is always there. In truth, it is your essence. Now, we're going to allow this expansiveness to carry us into our yoga nidra practice. You can relax your breathing to be natural and normal. However, feel the energy that the breathing practice created. Invite yourself to relax even more now. Whatever may arise during your practice, I invite you not to have any judgment about it. Your job is to simply welcome, recognize, and witness whatever may arise, whether that is spontaneously or by my suggestion. Whatever you happen to be aware of, simply welcome it, recognize it, and witness it. And that's it. Remember that nothing is good or bad. We're going to begin by setting a sankalpa. A sankalpa is the seed of intention, which is a statement of truth that is positive, specific, and present. And it is something that you repeat in your head and place it upon the sacred altar of your heart. Using a sankalpa leverages the power of your yoga nidra practice to help you manifest whatever it is you need in your life. It does this because yoga nidra helps you to experience yourself as the part of you that is all powerful, needs nothing, and knows everything. Therefore, from a place of pure presence, you can manifest wonderful changes in your life. For our practice today, I would like to invite you to repeat this Sankalpa in your head several times. The Sankalpa is, love is all there is. By repeating your Sankalpa, love is all there is, you are planting a seed which will grow and blossom in the garden of your heart. Throughout this yoga nidra practice, I invite you to be open to the possibility of your own divine love and to the abiding compassion for yourself and all of humanity. Truly, to love yourself is to love the world. To love the world is to love yourself. I invite you now to establish a place in your heart that for you is a sanctuary, a place where you love to be. This could be a place that you can either imagine or it's a place that you remember. It could even be the place and space that you are feeling in this moment. Bring such a place that you love to be to mind and begin to fill in the details by using your senses. See any shapes, colours or objects in this place. Hear the sounds of this scene in your ears in this moment. Smell whatever scent is in the air in this scene. And now, with all the emotion of abundance and love, let it settle in your heart. Simply notice the way it feels. Welcome it, recognize it as an emotion or as an energy or sensation, and merely be the witness to all of those things. I invite you to be awareness, experience itself in the form of love and compassion. Feel yourself as love and compassion. You are awareness itself, experiencing yourself as love and compassion throughout the sensation of your body, even if it doesn't quite make sense to you. Don't worry about it. Take this on as an experiment. And I want you to feel yourself as love in the feeling sense of your face, your eyebrows, your forehead, your cheekbones, and your lips. Your entire face is glowing with a feeling of love. Allow your face to feel the same glow as love. What does your face feel like in this state of love? Do you feel a smile? Do you sense little kisses on your face? Do you feel tears of joy? Does it simply feel warm and happy? Now feel the sensation of your scalp and the back of your head. Allow your head to reflect any attribute of love. Feel love as a sensation in your scalp. Feel the sensation of love and compassion and feel it resonate as a sensation in your head. Perhaps if you are tuned in to energy, you can feel the energy of love or compassion in your head. Now sense the sensation of love and compassion move through your neck, down through your throat, spreading across your collarbones and down into your arms, into your fingertips, just present to the feeling and sensation of your arms. Your arms are a wonderful symbol of love with which they embrace. Now feel your chest and notice if you can feel any resonant feelings of the breath and energy work we did earlier. Welcome and recognize whatever it is that you are aware of as you bring your attention to the sensation in your chest. Now feel the sensation of love and compassion as it moves into your back, around your shoulder blades, and down your spine. Allow this feeling to move into your belly. Feel your entire trunk as sensation manifesting itself as compassion, as love. Now feel your entire upper half of your body from your hip bones to your head, front and back, all the way out to your fingertips, as a sensation filling up with love and compassion. And feel the sensation now of your pelvis, your hips, the sensation of your legs. But rest in the energy in your pelvis, down your legs. Feel the sensation of their groundedness, their sturdiness. Trace the sensation down your leg bones, through your knees, calves and ankles, all the way to your toes. And now feel your whole body relaxed, welcoming the sensation of your body, recognizing it merely as sensation, as a manifestation of love and compassion itself. You are a love note from the universe to the universe, and your awareness now is experiencing all of these things. As unchanging awareness, Return to the energy that you cultivated in your heart as you began your practice with our breathing exercise. Remember that bright white light extending from your heart. Maybe there's a lingering sensation of energy. Perhaps it's changed shape or colour. And maybe words come into your mind. Welcome whatever feels in your heart space in this moment. Keep your breath natural and easy. And yet with every breath, feel this energy in your heart. Continue to allow the energy of the heart to expand even bigger. This heart energy is expanding brighter and brighter, never diminishing. This heart energy is your birthright and it is your gift to the world. This energy is always and already there inside of you and outside of you. Now, sometimes self-doubt or the shadow element wants to make an appearance when we do this kind of work. And if that happens, great. Whatever arises in this moment, our job is to simply welcome it, recognize it for what it is, and practice merely being the witness of it. What are you aware of in your mind in this moment? I invite you to repeat the Sankalpa, love is all there is. Repeat it again in your mind. Love is everything. So for a moment, remember your sanctuary, the place you imagined full of love with all of those sights and smells, sounds and tastes, and that feeling of love. Bring it to mind again and experience it with all of your senses. In this moment, experience yourself as awareness itself. Your natural being is love. You are feeling this about yourself, and you are also experiencing it in the form of love for the rest of humanity. See every person in the world as an innocent child. See every person the way their mother hopefully saw them when they were born, as the most beautiful and most important person in the world. And in the case that their mother's love was not available to them, then we, as a collective and compassionate heart, have the privilege to surround that person with our collective love, to remind them that we all come from love. And that what that person is love. As you feel love's energy again, notice how it feels in your body. Notice the sensation of physicality in the body, through your feet, your hands, the groundedness and sturdiness of your pelvis, and perhaps a resonant feeling in your heart. Feel how your body may be relaxed through our yoga nidra practice. In this moment, remember your sanctuary, that scene with all of your senses where you felt that abundance of love. And then repeat your sankalpa to yourself. Love is all there is. And in a moment, we're going to end our yoga nidra practice. During your yoga nidra practice today, you have opened up to an experience of love. And you have also experienced yourself as awareness in the form of love and compassion. As such, you will benefit all of those that you come into contact with today. Everyone, including yourself, will benefit from the work that you have done today. People will naturally feel drawn to you because of this practice. Your brightness will shine more clearly. Your heart will sing more loudly. And you will begin to see the best in people more regularly. Before we finish this practice, I invite you to continue a practice of kindness and compassion in your everyday life by just simply noticing something nice about yourself and about every person that you see and pass. As I count down from five, that will signal the end of our yoga nidra practice today. Five, four, three, two, one. Yoga nidra is over.